Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
Amory, have you completed the assignment that I gave you 10 minutes ago?
I have.
Which is to bring a thing from life that makes a sound that to you is musical.
Oh, to me is musical. I thought it was just like satisfying.
Okay, I'll take that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got? Ooh. That is nice. What is that?
I'll do it again.
Wow, that's really good. That's just really good.
Yeah.
It's rubber, for sure. There's rubber involved.
Rubber is involved, yep. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
This is like a vacuum seal coffee canister. Or I use it to store my coffee beans. So you push the lid down, and then it seals it. And then when you pull it up...
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for mine?
Yep.
You want a hint?
Yeah.
It's got this morning's scrambled eggs on it.
Oh. It's just like a good old pan in your house?
It's just like a chef's spatula. And like when my wife got me this for Christmas... I gratefully accepted it, but I was like, okay, we have like four spatulas, but it is the greatest spatula. Now it's like, I will never use another spatula. And one of the things about it that I love so much is, you know, you can just bang it on stuff while you're cooking.
Does it look like a fish spatula, like one of those long boys, or is it, it's a little flippy?
It's a flat happy.
A flat happy.
It's a flat and happy. That's what it is.
Wow. Yeah. I'm glad you have that in your life now.
Thanks, man. Me too. We should, you want to start a band?
Yeah. Yeah, ready? 3, 2, 1.
That's pretty good. I'll take it.
Okay.
All right. Well, we've done a great job, but we are not nearly the best at this. And that is because I have discovered my new favorite subreddit. This is going to be a classic Endless Thread snacky episode. It's just going to be subreddit love from top to bottom, baby. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
All right. r/soundslikemusic. It's a new favorite. The first video I want to play you is best defined by the first comment on the video in the subreddit, which is to say, fucking classic. So this is not a brand new video. It is a repost. And in truth, a lot of this subreddit's posts are reposts from other subs. But this one, it really is a classic. It takes a girl bumping into like a table or a bedpost or some piece of furniture, and the fast and short sound she makes gets turned into a single note in many performances.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ah!
Okay, so the original sound is just the ah.
Yeah.
And the, yeah. of her hitting
keep
her
going.
Back.
Keep
oh,
going.
Keep going. Keep going. Okay.
Ooh, listen, baby. Ain't no mountain. Ain't no valley, though.
All right,
we do it. Okay. No matter what I do, all I think.
It's pretty good, right?
That's very good. This is way up my alley.
That's what I thought. I thought it would be. Like, I was like, as soon as I saw this subreddit, I was like, Amory must know about this. Like, she has to be involved in this somehow.
Oh, man.
So
I used to, before I was like really on social media or mm-hmm. or browsing the webs in this way, mm-hmm. I used to just say to my husband before bed, like, read me funny tweets, show me something funny on the internet. And I feel like he'd pull up stuff like this, or he knows that this is the kind of content.
This is it right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
All right. So here's another one, which comes, I think, from the well-established genre of just guys being dudes who are probably a little stoned and playing ping pong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready for this one?
Did you hear the beat to Mario there?
It's pretty good, right?
That is good, yeah.
It's not bad. Not bad, just guys being dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Here is another popular genre of cross posts on the sub, which is basically machines making crazy sounds or tool GIFs. And this is a mashup. So this was a popular video or set of videos that has now been edited.
Okay. Okay, this is a machine of some sort that's spitting out...
hot like rods.
Red, fiery, hot rods of some sort. And there's like a guy with protective eyewear on dancing to techno with this machine as the beat.
Machines create, machines create.
And there are robots dancing. Whoa. That was a party.
But what I like is the interspersed edited in techno guy, like yes. Dorky techno guy.
Like dancing to the machines.
That loves it.
Making these pieces of metal, whatever is happening there. Okay.
All cool. right. So, Amory, I think, you know, what's important here is that as a journalist, I am looking for trends. I'm looking for patterns. I'm looking for the bigger picture in this musical, non-music things subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
And my deep, deep investigation has discovered that this sub has two particular musical themes.
Okay.
One is a song by Usher, demonstrated by this woman and her apparently suffering teenaged daughter, who discovers something while opening an oven door. It's pretty good, right? It's pretty good.
It's excellent.
And I'll give you a second. You know, I'll give you the pattern here. Here's the proof that it's a pattern.
Okay,
it's
Google,
a drawer closing.
Play Yeah by Usher.
Yeah, by Usher. Sure. Playing on Spotify.
Peace up. Hey.
I mean, it's not perfect. It's not great, but it's solid, right?
It is. It is definitely solid. Yeah. I mean, I find so much joy in the fact that I feel like this is the stuff that I do at home.
Yes.
Yeah. This sub has more than 150,000 members.
Yes.
So to know, and that's just the people who know about it and are on Reddit, and the fact that we're all in our homes
doing this stuff,
appreciating the music of life, is just that just makes me happy.
So I got another pattern for you. Are you a Fast and Furious fan?
No.
Are you too fast, too furious?
I'm too fast and too furious for that.
All right. Well, have you ever seen Tokyo Drift? I guess not then, right?
Nope.
So Tokyo Drift is the other pattern here.
Okay. So it's a guy using a little multi-tool or an Allen wrench. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's an Allen wrench.
To hit drill bits. That's good.
And, I mean, do you know that song? Because I didn't know the song. I just kept seeing these posts on the sub that just said Tokyo Drift. And I was like, what is happening?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Here's the original if you want to listen to that. Here's another one with wrenches. And I just love, you know, the joy that this is creating in the world. And we need a lot of joy right now. So here's some joy.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that.
All right. I got one more for you, but not until after this message.
Hi, I'm Willa Paskin, the host of Decoder Ring, Slate's podcast about cracking cultural mysteries. On Decoder Ring, we dive down rabbit holes and obsessively explore questions hiding in plain sight. Like, why has slow dancing gone out of style? And when did we all become obsessed with hydration? And where did the word mullet, you know, to describe a hairstyle, come from? That's Decoder Ring, named one of the best podcasts of 2023 by the New York Times. Listen to new episodes every 2 weeks and make sure to follow us so you never miss one.
Okay, so Amory, I have one more shorty subreddit to talk to you about.
Okay.
I just kind of love it. I don't know why. It's just like one of those communities that springs up and you just have to love the specificity of it. And at the same time, the universal relatability of it, which I think is similar to what you were saying about sounds like music, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a thing that you're like, oh my God, I do this all the time. But I didn't know that there were 225,000 people on Reddit also doing this. So do you make cookies? I know you make cookies because I've eaten your cookies.
I do make cookies occasionally.
Do you have any like cookie cutters that have been handed down to you?
I have an apple-shaped one and a Christmas tree-shaped one, and I've never used either. So I don't make those kind of cookies.
Wow, what a just a simple yet somehow insulting statement. I don't.
My
make
cookies,
those.
They're just.
I don't
blobs.
Make those kind of cookies.
I make blobs.
All right, well, take a look at this subreddit. It is "What is my cookie cutter?"
Wow. Reddit's cozy nook for finding what your cookie cutter might be.
And it is incredible how frequently people are absolutely confused by their cookie cutters.
Oh my God. What is that? It looks like a maple leaf combined, like if a maple leaf and a cowboy boot.
Yeah.
Had a baby.
Yeah.
And it's got some Yoda ears to it too in the middle. So it's like if baby Yoda and a maple leaf and a cowboy boot got together. Okay, the next one I see, that's a saw. I mean, that's not a great shape for a cookie, but that's a saw.
Yep, yep.
Oh my God, this is a wild one. It looks like a vacuum cleaner.
You're talking about the one that's like got a bloop on the top and a little arm on the side. And
yes.
It's, yeah. So now look in the comments. Look in the comments.
Okay.
Look at the top comment.
The top comment, whoa, is that, I mean, it's not just a rotary phone.
It's antique like phone with
antique
the little
phone
mouthpiece
that has the
and
little,
the earpiece.
Yes, yeah, yeah. The earpiece. Oh, God. What? I mean, maybe, but.
I just find this subreddit amazing because it's like, it's just sort of like this, it inspires people's creativity in the top comment where it's like people will bring out you know, they'll bring out a cookie cutter and they'll be like, I don't know what this is. Do you know what this is?
Mm-hmm.
And then people in the comments, either they will like immediately identify what seems very likely for the cookie cutter to be, or they will make something up that is hilarious and better than probably what the original thing was.
It also just goes to show, like, the outlines of things are not always very clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're leaving a lot of work to the cookie decorator in this
case.
You
really are.
You know, you've got to be a good decorator. Like this one, it looks like it could be, I mean, actually, you could interpret it many ways. So there's one that's pretty generic, but it kind of looks like either an ice cream cone with ice cream on top, or honestly, the first thing that I thought was it's a gnome. And so what would be the ice cream flipped upside down is now like a gnome beard with a hat on top. But then you'd have this nice little like multi-use cookie cutter for either summer cookies for ice cream or winter cookies for gnomes.
For gnomes.
Or I guess a garden gnome is a year-round treasure.
It's a year-round treasure. If you leave your garden gnome out in the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
So, you know.
I mean, that looks like a uterus and ovaries. This next one that I'm seeing. So
you know what?
Maybe
it's a little strange to eat an ovary cookie, but at the same time, I love recognition of female reproductive organs in popular culture, which are often far outnumbered by male organs, I feel.
That is true. Well, I hope you don't need me to get anything else done today, because I'm scrolling.
All right. That's all I had for you. A couple subreddits that, you know, I just think we all, when we need some joy, these are some good spots to go.
Oh, boy, need that joy.
Oh, boy, need that joy. So make yourself some cookies.
Yeah, but they can be blobs, you know.
All right, folks.
Go make some cookies and some music.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.